confidence, courageousness. Are you confident? Are you courageous? These are two things that you're going to need to unlimit the greater you. Without confidence, without courageousness, you will be too fearful to do the things that are necessary for you to operate as the greater you. Because the greater you will take you places that are scary to your old identity. The greater you will cause you to speak to people in high places, and you may be timid to do so in your old identity. The greater you will attempt to accomplish goals that put extreme butterflies in your belly. Confidence and courageousness is what you're gonna need. And you're gonna need it not just a little bit. You're gonna need a major dose of both to unlimit the greater you. This journey is gonna be unlike anything you have ever experienced in your life. As you let go, as you immerse yourself in unlimiting the greater you, your old identity is going to be drowned out. You're going to do things unlike you ever have done before. And having courage. Courage. Meaning that you're doing things even when you're fearful of it. Even when you have those butterflies in your stomach. Even when you're nervous, you have courage and you step out there. And you step out there and you look whatever obstacle is in the face, in your face, any adversity that's trying to stop you. Courage. You stand up anyhow. Even though on the inside, you're experiencing fear. Every single time you do that, your courage will grow. So how will you get super, super big courage? How will it happen? It's gonna happen by you stepping out of your comfort zone, facing your fears, facing those things that terrify you. Each time you do it, and you stand in the fire, so to speak, where the adversity is the highest. And you're there anyway. Your courage is getting stronger. Think of it like a muscle. Your muscle of being courageous is getting bigger and stronger every time you do that. So the more you do it, the more courageous you will become. Confidence. Confidence is similar to having courage. However, confidence is something that comes through practice. Confidence is something that comes because you know something. When an individual is on the basketball court, a professional basketball player, and they're on the basketball court, they're in the fourth quarter, the score is tied, it's a playoff game, there is 10 seconds left. That basketball player gets the ball passed to them. They dribble. The defender is on them. They dribble. And they shoot without any hesitation. That's confidence. There was no fear of taking that shot. There was no fear. That basketball player was not scared. That basketball player was not afraid. They did it because they were confident. Why was that player confident? Because they've taken that shot thousands and thousands and thousands of times in practice. They've experienced it so many times, even though it's a pressureful situation. They have been in it so much, they no longer fear it. They're confident in their ability to perform. They put in the work to believe in what they're capable of. They believe in what they're capable of. When you're confident, you believe in yourself. You believe in yourself. There are details to this subject as well, depending on what subject you're talking about. You may be confident in one area of your life, but you may not be confident in another. You may be confident in cooking an outstanding meal that tastes superb, but you may not be confident in fixing your automobile when it breaks down. Confidence can be increased by how you invest in yourself. How much do you invest in yourself in a given area? Every area that you have identified in this program that will contribute to you unlimiting the greater you, you must go to each of those areas and you must begin to practice each of the things you need to do to build your confidence in those areas. You must begin to gain skills, as we've talked about in another section of the program. as you build your skills, you will elevate in your confidence. You want to get your confidence as high as possible in all the main areas of your life that will affect you unlimiting the greater you. You must practice. You must gain new skills. You must strengthen those skills that you have. And your confidence will increase. Many times you have a lack of confidence because you have not put the work in that area of your life. Whatever it may be, you have not put in the area. You have not put the attention to that area. And so you have a lack of confidence. You have a lack of confidence about money because you have not invested in your financial education. So you have a lack of confidence. You are not confident in the area of your health and fitness because you have not invested in your education in that area. You have not invested in these areas where you lack confidence. And if you have, it has not been that much, or it is equal to your level of confidence in that area. If you want more confidence, you must invest more in yourself concerning these matters. Confidence and being courageous are the two traits that are so needed for you to live as the greater you. Without confidence, without being courageous, you only go so far. You want to go higher, you must increase your confidence. If you want to go higher, you must increase in being courageous. The ball is in your court. You can start right now. Do not hesitate. Take an action right now to increase in your confidence. Take an action right now to increase in being courageous. There's no need to wait. Stop procrastinating. Stop saying, I'll do it tomorrow. Stop saying, I'll do it next week. Do it now. You also can do things next week. You also can do things tomorrow. Do something right now. Right this moment. Think of something you can do to add to being courageous. Do something that you fear. Do something that scares you so you can increase your courageousness. What can you do right now to cause your confidence to increase? What can you do? Do it now. Don't wait. Your old identity will cause you to wait. Your new identity is saying, do something right now. And do something every single day to increase in being courageous, to increase in your confidence every single day. Let it be a daily ritual. Not one day should go by and you not do something to increase in being courageous. Not one thing should go by. Not one day should go by and you not do something to increase in your confidence. Not one day. And if you are really massively taking action, you'll do more than one thing. You'll do many things to increase in being courageous. You'll do many things each day to increase in your confidence. Do not allow yourself to be denied. It is your time now. It is your time now. Stop waiting. Stop waiting. Let the greater you be released. Unlimit the greater you now.